This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Last hour, we started talking about Venezuela and just the absolutely dire financial, economic circumstances that that country and the people there are in right now, and it's just getting worse. The black market exchange rate for one U.S. dollar to the so-called strong bolivar is now over
strong like bull.
Over 18,000. It's close to 19,000
yes.
Bolivar fuerte per U.S. dollar. An insane rate of inflation. Last week, we talked about Venezuela on Friday, so 1 week ago, and it was just over 10,000
right.
Bolivar fuerte per U.S. dollar at that time. That led us, of course, to mention that, well, it's our understanding that the government has a 10-to-1 exchange rate. So there's the real exchange rate, which is set by the black marketplace. Then
yep.
there's the fantasy exchange rate of 10-to-1 by the government. But it turns out, as we were reading a different article from AFP about the money situation there, that there's a second exchange rate that the government has decreed.
Right. So just to clarify, there is an exchange rate of 10 to 1.
That's correct.
And then there's another secondary exchange rate that is also set by the Venezuelan federal government.
Correct. So the two rates are DICOM, D-I-C-O-M, and DIPRO, D-I-P-R-O. The DIPRO rate is the 10-to-1 rate.
Yes.
The DICOM rate, on the other hand, at this current point in time is 2,870 Bolivar Fuerte per dollar. Now, why are there two different exchange rates of such great disparity as well?
Yeah.
In this country.
That just seems insane.
So there's an explanation, again, what is an attempted explanation here from CaracasChronicles.com. This is from 2016, so keep in mind the numbers here are going to be very different from then compared right. to what they are now. But it was March of 2016 when this story came out. The head of Venezuela's economics team, Miguel Perez Abad, has announced that a new foreign exchange system now will be created with two official rates. If you love new weird acronyms, the minister has a treat for you. The stronger rate will be called the DPRO, which Perez Abad explains stands for Tipo de Cambio Protegido. Don't ask why it's DPRO and not TPRO. We don't know either. This rate will start at 10 Venezuelan Bolivar per U.S. dollar. So basically it's just a new name for the old, what they call the Cenosex rate. Except this one will, quote, be progressively adjusted over time, unquote, or so they said.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, DPRO will be the prevailing rate for imports of essential goods such as food and medication and the raw materials for their production, social security pensions for Venezuelans abroad, imports related to sports, health, and culture, and Venezuelan students abroad.
So let me see if I understand this correctly so far. In this scenario, Ian, unfortunately, you're going to have to be Venezuela.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'm going to be Cuba.
All right.
I send you some goods, and we do business on this 10-to-1 exchange rate?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's all you were clarifying. Okay, gotcha, yeah.
Right, for now, yeah. And then I'll have more questions.
Okay, got it.
Later.
So then there's the other rate, the second and weaker rate called DICOM, D-I-C-O-M, for Tipo de Cambio Complementario. This will be a floating rate and will open, again, this was a year ago, at 206 Bolivar Fuerte per dollar. Now it's 2,800.
Yes.
They say here, no, really, it will float free. Free as a bird. The minister said it would. DICOM will be used for everything not included in the DPRO. Imports of non-essential goods. So not all imports will apply to one or the other. It's going to be split. So it's whatever the government determines is non-essential versus essential.
Right. You don't actually need to have wheat because, right. See, Nicolas Maduro has some wheat, and bakers, you have to use like 80% of his wheat.
Foreign currency for Venezuelan travelers. Currency sales for diplomatic missions. Proceeds from exports. Basic industries and other non-oil entities, as well as foreign oil companies and the sales of hydrocarbons. So now you know that there are two rates in Venezuela officially, and you have some concept of the differences between them, which appears to be completely arbitrary and political.
Right. And I found something from the Economist Intelligence Unit that describes DECOM as the official rate for private sector operations. So okay. It makes it sound like this 10-to-1 is the, when governments interact with one another, it's 10-to-1. And when, if Chris were, you know, just some guy that lived in Caracas and you're this, you know, mythical Venezuelan entity and he went to buy stuff from you, you could do that 27-to-1 rate because that would be private.
I don't know, man. I'm still not clear, even after having read what
And then there's
I
the black
read.
Market rate that's nearly 20,000. So, you know, like there are really three different exchange rates.
It says here that with price and exchange controls in place, having two rates with one floating and the other anchored at a level 95% lower is simply suicidal. It legalizes a massive increase of controlled prices and large price distortions. And because the government continues to sell the bulk of its dollars at a rate much lower, it does nothing to address the enormous deficit that drives central bank money printing it and with it runaway inflation. As it stands right now, this does the opposite of what economic textbooks say about devaluations in rich oil economies, a devaluation that increases the fiscal deficit. It's quite an achievement. So, to me, I'm not an economist. I'm not at all. I mean, I haven't even finished reading economics in one lesson. But I can understand enough to know that a thing is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. And right now, somebody is willing to pay 18,000 Bolivar Fuerte, or nearly 19,000 Bolivar Fuerte per U.S. dollar. That's the real price of that thing. And the fantasy price, and apparently there are two of them, is that it's 10-to-1 or 2,870-to-1, and which of those applies depends on some politician, some bureaucrat, some pencil pusher, know-it-all.
Depends on who you are and why you're making the currency transaction.
And who you know as well, because if you know the right people in government, they'll probably...
Right, and that's a lot dependent upon who you are.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a crazy situation there, and so the the people of Venezuela are obviously responding to the crazy BS sort of bunk election that they had there on Sunday. You look confused, Chris.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how this compares to certain places in the United States and their tax systems, state tax systems, like Louisiana, for instance.
What do you mean?
They've got some really crazy tax systems where there's like multiple taxes. So like for example, in
But Louisiana doesn't have their own exchange rate.
They don't. But they sort of do similar kind of weird stuff where if you, like, for example, okay, I had a business sort of that was in Louisiana. And in order to run a
was
wire.
Is this your computer repair?
Yeah. So in order to run a wire in the wall, it was one, there was a certain amount of tax collected. But if you ran it outside the wall, there was another set of tax collected. But there's also a
Which one was cheaper?
I don't remember. But there's also...
Because you know if the one that was outside of the wall is cheaper, you see wires running everywhere, right?
Right. But the point is that there's also then three different taxes. There's like a local tax, there's a city tax.
And parish, don't forget the parish tax.
Yeah, parish tax. Let's see, yeah, city, parish, and state tax. And then if you're in... I'm trying to think where that was.
Probably Orleans.
New Orleans. There's actually three different cities right there. So we were a mobile operation. So that means there's also another, like, three different... So you end up having, like, 12, 15, some ridiculous number of packages.
So if you were a mobile operation, that meant that whatever customer's house you went to, you'd have to collect differing taxes for each
theoretically,
location.
Yeah. So anyway, but it gets even more complicated because there's also these things called tax holidays. Anyway,
where it's illegal to collect a tax on a tax holiday, right?
Something like that, but it only applies to some items, not all items.
Of course. All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More economic insanity on the way, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And I do want you to know about Simbi.com. You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You can get your account at Simbi.com and take a look around and post your services. Once again, that's S-I-M-B-I, Simbi. .com. We've gotten back into the story here from France24.com, the AFP reporting on the just this disastrous exchange rate and inflation over in Venezuela, where in just the last week since we talked about Venezuela 1 week ago, it has jumped up from 10,000 Bolivar Forte per U.S. dollar to nearly 19,000. And that is just an insane level of inflation. You're basically looking at the cost of everything doubling in the last week,
basically,
in Venezuela. Mm. Anything you buy on the black market, that is, which is pretty much, you know, everything. If you want to get any kind of choice in food or whatever little bit of medication might remain in the country because it's been smuggled in, then that's how you have to get it.
Yeah, store shelves are empty, right? So
in a lot of cases, they certainly are, but you can't prove it because if you're caught taking pictures of store shelves, you're going to jail.
I'm pretty sure I've seen pictures of this.
Oh, yeah. They've been snuck out. I said, if you're caught.
Sure, sure.
They have, you know, cops who are monitoring not only the inside of the store, but also the lines outside. You're also not allowed to take a picture of the line of people outside.
Correct.
Because they don't want anyone else in the world to know just how bad things really are there. I mean, it's just a crazy situation. So they were talking about sort of the what's happening to professionals in Venezuela, those people that still have a job. They're seeing their money that they're getting in their paycheck devalued constantly. They're not getting increases in pay. So if you're making, as they give the example here, one guy is making 800,000 Bolivar per month, which a year ago was worth 200 U.S. dollars. It's now worth $47 at the parallel rate, which I believe is that 20, I believe that's the 2870. I'm not sure.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm not doing the math in my head here, but according to the International Monetary Fund, the situation in Venezuela is expected to get worse, with inflation expected to go above 700% this year. In June, Nicolas Maduro had tried to clamp down on the black market trade in dollars, although auctions of greenbacks at the weekly fixed rate known as DECOM, there's also the other official rate, the 10 bolivars per dollar, reserved for food and medicine imports. Zabala, who spends 10% of his income on diabetes treatment, says, quote, things are going up in price faster than salaries, unquote. Maduro has vowed that a new constitution the Constituent Assembly is tasked with writing will wean Venezuela off its oil dependency and restart the industry, which is operating at only 30% of capacity. Now, Daryl, how would it be that a rewriting of a constitution is going to restart any industry?
Well, I will have to say that, you know, maybe, and I've not read the Venezuelan Constitution, but maybe there's something in the Venezuelan Constitution that specifies that, you know, the Venezuelan central government runs the thing and pays for everything from revenue from the oil industry. I don't know. So if that's in there and they remove that language, then, you know, maybe somehow. But if we're just talking about, you know, like regular constitutions of you have the right to this, the right to that, blah, 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 government will not interfere. Well, how's that working out for the U.S. government where, you know, the part one, article 8 or whatever it is says, here's the things that the federal government can do. And then there have been all kinds of court rulings to construe that, Ian, if you grow wheat in your backyard, then you, sir, are interfering in interstate commerce because you're not buying bread made with wheat that was grown in Iowa. So the federal government has a legitimate right to
come in. So by not doing something, you're interfering.
That was a Supreme Court case in the 1940s.
It's absurd, but yes, I've heard this.
The president who links the black dollar with an economic war allegedly waged by the opposition in collaboration with the United States has not yet given details on exactly what would be implemented. But again, they began the process today, supposedly, of this constitutional assembly working on a new constitution. Yesterday, Maduro promised speculators setting their prices in line with, quote, the terrorist criminal dollar in Miami, unquote, would go to jail. For the past 4 months, Maduro has been the target of protests which have been forcefully confronted by security units, resulting in a death toll of more than 125 people. The opposition says the new constituent assembly is an effort to create a dictatorship along the lines of communist Cuba. Against that backdrop of tensions, quote, there is no limit on how far the black dollar can go, according to Eco Analytica. But a director for the firm, Henkel Garcia, said he believed the current black market rate, quote, didn't make sense, unquote. And he noted the past currency declines weren't linear. Well, of course they're not necessarily going to be linear. They're going to jump on people's opinions. They're going to jump on what the marketplace is thinking and doing. The market doesn't always respond in a straight line. You know, sometimes it gets a little messy out there. But ultimately, if you actually have economic freedom or a semblance of economic freedom, as we do by comparison in the United States, I mean, the U.S., as we were talking about, I think you were talking about during the break, but you talked about just a nightmarish situation you had in Louisiana. And that there were just taxes all over the place. You moved here to New Hampshire from New Jersey, and of course the taxes are just a nightmare.
Is it getting worse there too?
New Jersey's what, the 46th least free state in the union, I think, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study.
Sounds right.
I'm not sure where it stands, but I wouldn't be surprised.
It's bottom of the pack. That is for sure. And so, I mean, it's bad here. Oh, but it's so much worse in a place like Venezuela, where you know you're literally hungry because the economy is so bad.
Yes.
The story here has a little bit more. Olivero said increasing printing of bolivars by the government was partly the reason for the black dollar's rise. He says, quote, when you inject bolivars into the market, that means that companies, individuals, go looking for dollars, which are scarce, he said, estimating that the shortfall of dollars this year was some $11 billion. The horizon is darkened further with big debt repayments Venezuela has to make. For instance, the $3.4 billion in U.S. dollars that the state oil company PDVSA has to reimburse in October, that debt is denominated in dollars. Now, it doesn't say here to whom they are indebted, but I would be very interested in knowing who holds the debt. Is it some poor bastard at a bank who approved, you know, loaning money to the Venezuelan government? How long ago was it? Because it was back in like 2014? I think 2014 when things really started to go south for the currency, and then it's just accelerated in the last year as far as the devaluation of that currency. So, yeah, they can't even pay the money to have their oil ships inspected so they can even sell any amount of oil. I highly doubt they're going to be able to cough up any amount of that $3.4 billion in debt payments. Then what happens? Are you going to repossess the government's oil rigs? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're continuing here. You can bring up whatever you would like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. And I do want to let you know about our forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. We used to have a what we called the BBS back in the day, and it was like, I don't know, it was popular a decade ago, but it died off, and I just kind of felt like we needed to try it again. We needed to try something with newer software, something more with a more modern feel to get people off of Facebook, if possible. And there have been a small core of our listeners that have gone into the forum. It's actually part of the larger Shire forum, so all of us here in the studio already had accounts on this forum. There's other stuff that goes on there, like Bitcoin discussions and discussions about things that are happening here in New Hampshire as far as activism is concerned. But then there's also this Free Talk Live forum there. So if you want to connect with some other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts, then go to forum.freetalklive.com. It's free. You can get registered there. All you have to do is post an introductory post, and that helps us keep the spammers and the bots out of the forum. So just head on over to forum.freetalklive.com to get registered there. And don't forget that if you amp Free Talk Live for $5 a month, then you get the Free Talk Live badge, which identifies you as a Free Talk Live supporter on the forum at forum.freetalklive.com. You can bring up anything you want. Was there more that you had on Venezuela, Daryl, that you wanted to share? Or
yeah, so there was discussion about the debt. What was the size of the debt that you had mentioned? And then you had asked
one of
the question of who would loan them money.
Yeah, so...
And I found part of the answer.
It was PDVSA, which is the state-run oil company in Venezuela.
Yes.
It says here at France 24 that they have a $3.4 billion loan that has to be paid back this October.
Right. So I found an article from Reuters about PDVSA increasing exports to Rosneft, which is a Russian oil company, and they have a $1.5 billion loan from Rosneft.
Oh, wow.
And this larger story is about the possibility of Venezuela defaulting. And there's also an article from Fox Business about Venezuela might default. And apparently they only have, the country only has $3 billion of reserves in cash, which means that they're heavily dependent upon oil exports to be able to pay the debt.
Yeah.
And since we've talked previously about how difficult it is for them to get those boats out of the port, it's very difficult for them to make the money to pay the debt.
Let's say they've cleared up that issue and they are getting the oil out of the port. Even still, it's going to be difficult for them to make this debt payment.
This is
a lot of money.
Yes, it will.
They don't have the reserves, and they probably don't have the sales either. And interestingly, guess who owns Rosneft?
Putin.
The Russian government is the majority owner of Rosneft, headquartered in the Balchug district near the Kremlin, near the Moskva River. It's a big, big oil conglomerate, $64.75 billion in sales during the fiscal year of 2016, where Rosneft was the 51st largest company in the world. In the world, the 51st largest company.
And there's a little bit of news. I pulled something up. I'm not sure the source. It's a German news outlet. DW.com is the website, but, you know, like scrolling down, I have no clue how to pronounce this. Deutsch something something. But they talk about some of the opposition leaders in Venezuela.
In Venezuela, yeah, that had been banned from running for election.
Well, that had been banned, but they had also,
imprisoned.
In addition to being on house arrest, they were taken into prison last week. They were actually released back into house arrest.
Today, or this week?
Earlier this week.
Right, because they banned protests over the weekend during the nonsense election that they held on Sunday that people,
right,
millions of people
were
protesting.
Oh, we think you might be leading a protest, you know, like pre-crime sort of
right,
thing.
Right, preemptive
here.
Strike. Lock up
you're
the opposition.
To prison. Now, one very interesting sentence here. The
how much you want to bet before you go on? How much you want to bet? There's some claim to free speech in the Constitution there, despite them.
Oh, there probably is. The North Korean Constitution recognizes the right to travel.
Okay, and there's barbed wire all around the country.
And you can't go anywhere without government permission,
or they'll shoot you. Or put you in a work camp.
Venezuela remains in the grips of a severe economic crisis with food and medicine in short supply. The country's currency lost 20% of its value against the U.S. dollar on Thursday and dropped another 12% on Friday.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, what, 30% in 2 days?
It's incredible. It's just absolutely outrageous. And it's not going to get better before, you know, anytime soon. It's going to get worse before it gets worse.
This article also concludes with, although a majority of Venezuelans reject Maduro's leadership, he enjoys the backing of the military, the courts, and the electoral authorities. And
sure
that's
does.
Really all you need to support you, right?
And now
you've got the military, the courts, and the people counting the votes?
Right. The only thing he doesn't have is the National Assembly, which is controlled by the opposition, and that's why he's holding, or they held this vote, to elect the Constituent Assembly, which is all his constituents, who will now rewrite the Constitution to likely either write the National Assembly out completely or to disempower them or, you know, politically disembowel them, essentially.
Right. Mm.
And that's the latest from Venezuela. If you want to share your thoughts with us here on this or whatever's on your mind, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Changing gears into a different update, this one a little closer to home with PharmaBro, the latest on the dude who made headlines like a year or two ago as he raised the price of some kind of medical device, was it? Some sort of thing.
It was a drug.
A drug, okay. I didn't know if it was an injector or a drug.
No, no. You're thinking of the other, because that story also hit about the same time where the EpiPen
had
gone up.
Is that now what we're talking about?
Dude, not that.
No.
Not the same.
No, Martin Shkreli was the guy at... Well, they don't have the pharmaceutical company in the first couple of paragraphs here, but he had jacked up the price of a drug by like 5,000% from like $13 to several hundred. But that's not
just
why...
Just because he could?
Just because he could, basically. Yeah. But that's not why he was in court, and that's not what he wound up getting convicted of. From the UK Guardian, Martin Shkreli, the hedge fund manager turned pharmaceutical entrepreneur, once dubbed the most hated man in America, has been found guilty on 3 of 8 federal charges that he deceived investors in a pair of failed hedge funds.
Mm.
The jury of 7 women and 5 men reached their verdict on the 5th day of deliberation after a month-long federal trial. Shkreli, nicknamed Pharma Bro for his willfully provocative behavior, faced up to 20 years behind bars on the charges of security fraud, conspiracy to commit security fraud, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Shkreli was convicted on 2 counts of security fraud related to the charges that he lied to investors while sweet-talking them into pumping more capital into his failed hedge fund, and 1 count of conspiracy. But he was cleared of defrauding Retrofin, his former biotech company, which he was accused of illegally raiding for assets to reimburse investors who wanted their money back.
He raided his company for assets.
So he had a hedge fund.
Yeah.
And he had a pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
People were investing in the hedge fund because he was saying, you're going to make all kinds of money.
Yeah.
We want our money back. He didn't have the money, so he took money out of the pharmaceutical company to pay the investors in the hedge fund.
Which you're not supposed to do.
No. Okay. You're not supposed to do that because one's an investment company and one makes drugs.
Gotcha. And they're separate legal entities or whatever.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
He's speaking outside of the federal courthouse in Brooklyn on Friday. Shkreli said, quote, when you have the entire federal government on you, it's a scary thing. It's daunting to have that weight on your shoulders and standing up to them and telling them that I don't think you have your facts right. We fought back and we feel like we won.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save.
SaveItPurse.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help us out, you want to help back Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations. We're going to announce a new station coming up here this weekend, which I'm excited about.
Excellent.
So you want us to get new stations like that? We've got over 170 of them right now. We can get more. There's hundreds more. So we've been at 170 for a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. It's kind of been fluctuating over the last few years between...
That's why I was wondering if it was back up to 170.
150 through 170, but we've been at 170 throughout the summer, I would say.
Okay.
And so if you want to help us get on more stations, then please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is a way for you to back what we do here to help us get on new radio stations, to help expand our internet listenership and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, that Free Talk Live badge that I mentioned for the Free Talk Live forum. You get the AMP-only Facebook group for those of you who are into Facebook, which is actually a decent Facebook group. It's one of the only reasons I use Facebook anymore, actually. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin to get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Daryl, we were talking about PharmaBro. You got to read this quote again.
Yeah.
For people just tuning in, PharmaBro, this guy who, Martin Shkreli, he was making headlines for being a real jerk, raising the price of a medication to a ridiculous level, you know, basically just hurting sick people.
Right.
And while in charge of a pharmaceutical company, turns out...
And also running some hedge funds.
Yep, turns out he ran a hedge fund into the ground or something and then tried to raid his other company to get money to make his investors as whole as he could.
To pay off investors that wanted their money, and he didn't have their money.
Right, and now he's been convicted of securities fraud and conspiracy to commit securities fraud, basically.
Yes, and again, he says that he was cleared of the most important charges. Because he was only convicted of 3 of the 8.
Gotcha. Which are felony counts, right?
Oh, yes, they're all federal felonies.
Right.
You could claim
if you if you go to trial and you're facing all felonies and you end up with a misdemeanor conviction, I could see how you would argue that, yeah, this was a pretty big, this was a, and the scale of things in the federal courts, you generally, if you go to trial, you get found guilty on everything.
Yeah.
So the fact that you didn't get convicted of a felony and instead got convicted of a misdemeanor, you could try to stretch that and say that that was a win. I might hand that one to you. Just because it's so rare to even be found not guilty of anything in a federal court or to have a charge reduced. But here he's getting convicted of felony counts. And he says what?
He says, when you have the entire federal government on you, it's a scary thing.
I bet.
It's daunting to have the weight on your shoulders and standing up to them and telling them, I don't think you have your facts right. We fought back, and we feel like we won.
I wonder if even his attorney would have said something like that. I mean, obviously.
There's
a quote.
You lose automatically. They stack charges for this exact reason because they're going to win. They might not. They know they won't win on everything, but
that's
they're going to win on some of those
charges.
That's
how it works.
Yep.
There's a quote from the attorney, but first, the judge has something to say. Judge Kiyo Matsumoto allowed Shkreli to remain free on $5 million bail, and the date for sentencing has not yet been set.
Ooh.
She said, I wish you well, Mr. Shkreli. See you soon.
And that statement right there is going to be used against them at sentencing because you have to beg for forgiveness in order to get it reduced.
Right, and during the trial, he was told that he was no longer allowed to use social media because, he was tweeting about the trial, and he's gotten kicked off of Twitter a couple of times.
Wow.
And, this thing has just been a circus.
Now, was that during the trial itself, or is that, after the fact that he wasn't allowed to tweet?
During the trial ended 5 days ago.
And he's still not allowed to tweet, or is it?
Well, I don't know if Twitter has allowed him back on.
Oh.
But a judge ordered him to stop talking to media because he was making statements that were directly about the trial during the trial.
Okay.
And, when you've got a jury that's not being sequestered and you're talking to the media and they're flipping channels, they might accidentally come upon an interview of this jackass talking to the media.
So he was prohibited from using it during the hours of the trial or during the entire, days?
I'll have to pull up the
thing. That makes a huge difference, I think, in terms of, freedom of speech. And
I think it does.
Crucifying yourself,
generally,
but that doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, as I understand it, if you're on trial, there's nothing prohibiting you from talking to the media. Generally, your attorney's going to tell you.
Yeah.
The attorney's going to say, hey, keep your mouth shut, kid.
Yeah.
Give me
a couple of minutes to pull the thing up, because I do remember that I reported on it during one of the daily newscasts that I do. The judge said that she ordered Shkreli to stop talking to the press during the trial. She also told opposing lawyers that they were arguing, quote-unquote, like children. Shkreli's lawyer, Benjamin Braffman, said that he would argue strongly on appeal that his client did not deserve a custodial sentence. He said,
That he doesn't deserve to go to prison.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Actual quote, I think we're smiling, even though it's not the clean sweep we would have preferred. I think some of these counts are hanging by a thread, and my hope is that at the end of the appellate process, there's no prison time for Martin.
Meanwhile, he'll be sitting in prison.
Prosecutors had told the jury that Shkreli told lies upon lies from where he went to university to the health of his business. He had boasted he had $40 million in hedge funds that only had about $300 in the bank. Prior to the trials, Shkreli boasted that he would be acquitted entirely because he was so innocent and jurors would apologize to him. He also faces a heap of civil lawsuits.
This dude should have just kept his damn mouth shut back in the day.
And then they do get into the drug thing where he raised that price. He achieved notoriety in 2015 after he increased the price of a life-saving drug, Daraprim, used by people with AIDS and others suffering from toxoplasmosis. He raised that price $5,000 overnight shortly after his pharmaceutical startup bought the commercial rights to the drug.
Huh.
So, thanks to patent laws.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. IP, terrible thing.
This guy wound up buying all of the intellectual property associated with Daraprim and said, I can just raise the price $5,000
because there's no one who can. Because there's no one. Because he can is because there's nobody other. No other company can do that.
What do you think IP is? Copyright. Well, let's talk about
IP, intellectual property.
Yeah, I mean, it's a monopoly. It's defined as a monopoly.
That's right. Monopoly privilege over
every,
an idea.
Every other business has to compete, but not when it comes to IP.
Yeah, it's terrible, and we don't even have the slightest clue as to what we're missing out on. I mean, we have an amazing marketplace as it is with a lot of innovation already. There's no doubt about it. I mean, all the cool devices and technology and, the global market for these things is incredible. But what could we have if we didn't have all these intellectual property restrictions in place that prohibit all kinds of innovations? Because if you have an innovative idea and you want to use a thing that already exists in your innovative idea, well, good luck, because you've got to ask and pay licensing fees. Even if you can get permission from the idea's owner, you then have to pay that person for the privilege of using their idea, which means that the cost of your new idea, whatever this thing is that you want to build that you're relying on this old idea for, you've just increased the cost immediately of that new thing, which makes it harder to put out into the marketplace, harder to market to new buyers. I mean, it's not just true of medicines. It's true across the board.
You know the best story about this is Universal was recently sued by a font company.
Universal the media?
Yes, the big
Universal Studios
entertainment company. Yeah, okay. Universal Studios, I believe. Universal. I believe they're known frequently as just Universal.
Yeah, sure.
They were sued. There was somebody did work for them for one of their movies, and they used a font. They had a license for the font. They used the font, in the movie, like a title or something, and now Universal is being sued for some ridiculous number of millions of dollars. And it all comes back to the very laws that Universal and the entertainment industry
that they argued for.
Pushed for. Yes, because it's basically your liability extends far beyond, like any kind of damage, actual damage that may have occurred, which it's hard to argue there was any damage, but in the whole idea of copyright.
If anything, argue that the font getting greater exposure could have helped its popularity, right? People might see that.
Maybe.
A lot of popular movies, the Jurassic Park font. People are still making things on the internet with these old Star Wars.
The crazy thing about fonts is you can't copyright a font.
Really?
No, it's only means there's licensing with the software or something to that effect. Then.
More coming up here. We'll talk more in moments. Hour 3 is on the
way. Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.